So I'm Kirsten Swanson. I'm preaching as a congregant here at St. Lydia's today. And I don't know about all of you, but often when I read or hear something read from the Gospel of John, I have a few waves of reaction. My first wave is, wow, that was beautifully expressed and really captures the mystery. My second wave is, but wait, what does that mean? And then my third wave is, I'm going to have to read that again. So you can rest assured that I read this passage multiple times before speaking with you tonight. I am going to start with a bit of context. In this passage, we are in the middle of Jesus's pre-crucifixion discourse to the disciples. They are in Jerusalem at the time of the Passover. They are gathered together, and he is giving them his final teachings before he faces his death. The Gospel of John is the gospel where one of Christianity's central tenets, the Trinity, is expressed, albeit in an early form. And this passage presents a beautiful expression of that doctrine, Jesus, the Holy One, and the Advocate surrounding and supporting the disciples. Jesus promises that the disciples will be part of this mystical relationship, and if they follow his commandments, they will receive the Spirit of truth and not be alone, even after Jesus dies. For me, this begs two questions. First, what are Jesus' commandments? And second, what is the Spirit of truth? Okay, so first, commandments. I have to say that word doesn't sit so well with me. It feels punitive. It conjures up an image of a God in the sky from above saying, "Do this because I command it." I don't really like that. But what were Jesus's commandments? Just before this, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. He commanded them to do the same, and in that act, to remember that no one person is greater than any other. "I am the teacher," he says, "but I am washing your feet." Jesus's commandment, be humble. Then he offers the disciples what he calls a new commandment, that you love one another. "This," Jesus says, "is how everyone will know that you are my disciples." So Jesus's second commandment, love one another. His commandments, humility and love. Next, Jesus says, if you keep these commandments, if you are humble and love one another, I will give you an advocate, the Spirit of truth. So here is where I'm going to dig a little deeper on those words, specifically Spirit of truth. So bear with me. Spirit is from the Greek pneuma, which means breath. Right now, I think we are probably hearing pneuma and go right to pneumonia. And that's correct, because pneumonia is a constricting disease. It constricts your breath. This pneuma that Jesus is speaking about here is like the breath that brought the first people to life in the creation story. Truth is from the Greek, and I might say this wrong, aphileis, which means truth or disclosure, the state of not being hidden, the state of being evident. So you could translate Spirit of truth as breath of disclosure or breath of unhiddenness. Jesus is saying here, be humble and love each other and receive the breath of disclosure and unhiddenness. But what does that mean for us today? In the face of a viral pandemic, we can easily slip into fear and despair. We can panic scroll social media feeds, never miss a briefing by Governor Cuomo, and listen to every podcast about COVID-19, thinking we're arming ourselves against the worst that can happen. We barricade ourselves, thinking that we are safe that way. We're not. So how do we confront this time with humility and love? Love one another, Jesus says, so they will know you are my disciples. How do we love one another when we can't even be in the same room as the people we love? What we're doing right now is one way to show love for one another. Continue to make church together. Take time to encourage your friends, family, and colleagues. In work meetings, take a few minutes to check in. If you're sheltering with your family, take meals together at the table and make room for conversation. Call people you can't see. Let them know you're thinking of them and look and are looking forward to when you can see each other again. Thank people and note what you're thankful for. What about humility? Well, in a practical sense, I see wearing masks as part of humility. We don't know enough about this virus to be confident in our ability to fight it. So wear your protective gear. And what about the spirit of truth, the breath of unhiddenness? I don't think that the spirit of truth is necessarily the Holy Spirit speaking directly to you in words that you can understand. At least it doesn't have to be that. I would love to see the spirit of truth blow through the world and eradicate lies and misinformation, but that's not what Jesus is talking about either. Jesus says that this spirit will dwell within you. It will be part of you and help you discern the truth, to reveal things are hidden. I'm learning a lot about myself and my family from this pandemic experience. I am learning that Erin likes to cook, Ian likes to photobomb, Erin also writes the mean research paper. I'm learning that Ian really loves being home with his family and that he skips when he's happy. I'm learning that Brian can be persistent when he wants something done and that his clutter trigger is activated before mine.
Personally, your screen's off in the other.
I know. I am learning that I prefer to work around other people and that I do much better with a fixed schedule. Oh, I didn't have the video on, did I?
No, you did not.
There is definitely a lot less hidden between the four of us. I think that even in this time of pandemic, a lot of truths are being exposed. The truth of the inequality of a healthcare system that is linked to your job. The truth of a wealth and wage disparity that means most American workers don't have any savings to fall back on in times of financial stress. The truth that the workers who have been deemed essential and have to work are also most likely to be low paid. The flip side of this truth is that we are learning that solutions actually are possible. After decades of hearing that solutions to poverty are just too expensive, we've seen the federal government fund a generous unemployment package and open the door to paid family leave. Our own government, local government, is feeding hungry families and providing free coronavirus testing for city residents. And workers across the nation are saying, our lives are worth more than your access to free, fast shipping. Cracks are opening in the lie of scarcity. I believe that the spirit of truth is revealing that, in fact, there is enough.